Hello, I am Yogini Sunita, and this is Meditation, Yoga and Stuff podcast. I believe my dharma or my life's purpose is to share my understanding of meditation, yoga and Ayurveda, holistic healing science of India. I make these amazing wisdoms accessible and adaptable for present times. So let's start. Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today's topic is healing mind and body from impact of stress. Have you ever experienced burnout in your life? Or have you heard about burnout? What do you think it is? Why and how do we reach to this state of burnout? Now, each individual has a different reaction to stress, and depending on their sanskara, as we call it in Wisdom of Yoga, or sanskara means basically latent impressions of our experiences. We start thinking that we are what these sanskaras are. Basically, we are looking towards the world from these veils of or these glasses of sanskaras. And we need to remove them to see the clear picture. That's what Wisdom of Yoga tells us. And yoga practices are designed accordingly, according to that. So our stress levels or our stress, the way we take stress or how it will manifest or deeply set into what are our sanskaras and how we deal with situation is also deep-seated into our sanskaras. Doesn't matter what is the cause of burnout, the fact of matter is that it is happening, or this could be emotionally we're feeling uncomfortable, unsettled, maybe mentally we're feeling unsettled, or maybe physically exhaustion. Whatever the way you are, the experience of burnout is. I was going to say your experience, but that's not true because this could be anyone's experience. And so whatever the experience of burnout is, it is basically from Wisdom of Yoga and Ayurveda, it is a symptom of life is out of balance. So how can we then focus on, what do we focus on here? So let's take example of, say, maybe from a long illness, person comes out of that and then they try to bring back the balance in their life. And but what they are experiencing sometimes is that even a little bit movement, which they used to think normal, is knocking them down. And they go into the state of exhaustion. So this could happen due to virus. This could happen due to any sort of illness. So here we need to understand that, gentle routines. Ayurveda suggests gentle routines where you work with your system. And also a lot of nurturing, caring practices is very important. These burnouts, I think, are very valuable. These are our teachers in a way. It helps us to understand that how sometimes we push ourselves and it happens without us knowing. According to Wisdom of Ayurveda, the retiring age is somewhere around, around Vanaprasthasram, as it is called, is around 45 to 50, you start now moving towards slowing down, moving towards calming practices more, spending more time on meditation. But in my personal experience, in fact, this is the time, a lot of time clients has to work more. For example, a lot of my client who are female client, who at this point in their life maybe have opportunity to work because they were looking after their kids or their family. And so they have now time in their hand where they can spend it towards what they really wanted to do in their life. So they're spending this time into rediscovering themselves, and it's such a beautiful thing. Other criteria is that maybe sometimes during these age of like 45 to 50, I see a lot of separations. And in this separation, then you have to, make sure that you are paying the bills and, you know, financially make sure that you are comfortable. So a lot of women, I noticed that had to take jobs and things like that, had to pay attention towards earning, financially keeping themselves, sustain the basically bills and life, basically, you know. So I noticed that. And here in this modern world, we need to understand that it is the physical changes in our systems are happening. But in modern world, youth is very much rewarded, right? So when we start showing the symptoms of tiredness or burnout, it almost society looks down upon. So we try to keep that image of youth by being constantly active. Now, being active is absolutely important, but also finding balance in that activeness is important. Otherwise, we are heading towards burnout, right? So if you need, for example, a rest, which you didn't need when, if the client needs rest, or say, for example, when they were, they are now in their 50s or 60s or more, then we acknowledge that, you know, it is time to take a rest. It's okay to take a nana nap, you know. If not, then what happens when we don't listen to our body? We all know that the system goes into the stress mode, and we are heading towards basically a collapse. So my suggestion is that observing your energy levels. Now, how can we top up our energy levels? So there are many, many ways to do that. But first and most important way is to, if you need rest, please take that. That is the first most important rule. Then next rule is energy gaining practices. So practices like correct asana or yoga practice is energy gaining practice, where you feel that uplift of energy rather than draining of energy. Tai Chi is another example where you're working with your energy system. So you will feel more energetic, and your energy is evenly distributed into your whole being. So these kind of like practices, also a nature walk, making sure that you get go into sunlight at least for some time in a day, you know, eating food which is a prana giving, which is again giving you energy, which is fresh food, freshly cooked, much stale food loses its prana. So, you know, fresh food, fruits in your diet, all these things which we know subconsciously, but what happens that the stress of the life takes over and we kind of like forget about it. So best thing is to bring ourselves back on track again and again. And that's why Ayurveda's rituals are fantastic. So you can add one ritual at a time, maybe going for a walk in the morning or the evening, nature walk, something on those lines, maybe doing going to a good asana class where you really go to a teacher who really understand how to take you through the practices, who understands also when you need rest, that should be, the class should be also give you that, the relaxation, the rest. So bringing in more rest and digest scenarios in the life. When you eat, consciously eating, mindfully eating the food, and also making sure that not losing the enjoyment of the food, you know, the joy of eating is very important. So this is all prana gaining through the food. Then prana gaining through movement is like yoga, tai chi, nature walk, going in, maybe sunbathing, all these things. Obviously, sunbathing with awareness that we don't sit there and burn out. Morning sun is the best. But, making sure that at least that sunlight touches your skin for a few minutes. You don't have to sit there and burn. Just gently let it enter in your system. And also the movements, and they need to be enjoyable. They need to give you joy of movement. So bringing that in the life. And also you can bring in the relaxation practices, like making sure that, for example, one is Nana Nap as suggested. If you need that, please take that. Other thing is like listening to calming music. You can do yoga nidra practices, yoga relaxation practices. They are profound practices to bring relaxation in the life. And then there are some herbs which will help you bringing that prana in the life. So I'm just going to give you some few names of the herbs which are very commonly available. Holy basil or tulsi is really good. So making tulsi tea is really fantastic. So if you can have it at least one cup a day, that's fantastic. You can even make add it into the tulsi powder into your chai if you're making chai at home, and that becomes quite nice. Then turmeric is another thing which is so amazing that I don't have even words for it. It is antioxidant. It is really good for your brain development. It is really, really good for anti-inflammation. It's fantastic. There are no other words. I can write a full A4 paper information about the turmeric. It is that good, you know. So you can find out how good turmeric is, and please make sure you can add it in your diet. With turmeric, if you have it with a little bit, how much to have these things? Like you just need a small teaspoon turmeric in your diet. You know, so if you're making turmeric milk out of that, you can just take one small teaspoon of dry turmeric. If you're using fresh turmeric, then you can add a little bit more. So that is really good. But excess more than that is, it becomes like too much for our system. So just be mindful of that. Sometimes people ask me question about, can I take it in capsule form? That's fine too. You can sometimes get compact pills which don't have capsule. So I suggest those ones. But with those, make sure that you take something like a little bit fat with it to help your system to digest. For example, that's why we make turmeric milk, the milk fat in the milk helps the turmeric to digest. So if you're taking that tablet, the turmeric tablet should be then had with tea, which has some sort of milk in it that will help you to digest it. Then ginger is another thing which is similar to turmeric, but it is little bit heating. So people with pitta or heating body, please make sure that you're not overdoing it. So grated fresh ginger, grated teaspoon in your diet. Anyway, anyhow, you can have it in your diet. That's really fantastic. You can even add it in your juice. I've seen those juice shots with orange juice, fresh orange juice, and ginger and turmeric. They're quite amazing. Maybe something like that. You can also add it in tea, like chai. You can make chai or you can have tea. So these are some suggestions from Ayurvedic point of view. From yogic point of view, to reduce stress, asana, the movements, gentle movements, relaxation practices, meditation practices are really, really beautiful. Guided meditation will help the most. If you are in the state of burnout, I suggest that start with something which is guided, that helps you to stay connected with the experience. Otherwise, system goes again overboard, like if you just start guiding yourself. So initially start with guided meditation. That helps a lot to reduce the stress, anxiety, depression, things like that. Now, we all react to the stress differently. So you may have anxiety, or may have depression, or may have body ache or things like that. So tune into what is your tendency and use these practices. You don't have to do all of them at once. One thing at a time. Another thing Ayurveda suggests is a massage. So Abhyanga, or massage in Ayurveda, is highly valued. So you can use really good oils. You can actually buy oils online, and you can use them for according to your dosha. Or if you don't know, you can use any massage oil which feels right for your system. You can smell it. If your system likes it, use that. You can do massage yourself, or you can go out and do the massage. Take someone's help to take this massage. That is also fantastic. So that's really will help you to reduce the stress hidden in our muscles and in our joints, so that it is really, really amazing to reduce the stress this way. Then another thing I love, another form, is music, or any form of expression like dance or art, any sort of creative expression.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Alchemy of Natural Healing. I'm your host, Laurel Dewey. True healing is an alchemical process, meaning it must transform you on all levels, body, mind, and spirit. What affects one affects all three. True healing is one of the hardest journeys you'll ever travel, but it's one of the most rewarding and fulfilling when you get to meet yourself for the first time. If you're ready to take that journey, let's get started.
That will really help you to reduce the stress, and it also frees up the mind, take the mind out of that stressful situation, and helps the body to relax. And when we start moving with the music, it's just body just starts singing. If that works for you, bring that in. A suggestion I have is, like, even having a cup of coffee with your like-minded friends, you know, and laughing about something silly, that's fine too. So bring all these things into your day-to-day life. I have been always asked, like, should I do a completely vegetarian diet? Should I not eat sugars at all? Or should I? Look, it's going to be very individual experience. Vegetarian diet, we know that it is really life transforming. But if it is not for you, don't beat yourself up. Choose healthy options, even in non-vegetarian options. Also, be conscious, aware that where this food comes from. When we start tuning into that understanding, we start noticing that, you know, and then we will start doing right choices. Avoid too much caffeine. You must have heard that, so that's fine too. You know, making sure that if you're taking caffeine, just be aware that how much is too much. You know, sometimes in one cup people start vibrating. That means they need to completely reduce, or maybe just take it once in a while. Take the coffee once in a while. But if you are okay, depending on your system, maybe one cup per day is a good way to look at it. Then it depends on individual. So when I do the mentoring sessions, I take in consideration all this. So what I take in consideration is person's age, person's sanskara, person's habits so far, and also noticing that, you know, the digestive system, how this diet affects their system. And sometimes clients may tell that, but also when I see them via Zoom or in person, looking at the skin, the face, the where they're holding the weight in their body or not holding the weight at all these things become clear that what they need to add in their life and what they need to subtract. So I help the clients with that. And also doing these changes and bringing in the practices, which are really amazing for the clients. It really, these simple practices can be life transforming. So my suggestion to you is sit down and really start writing what is important to you. What is the most important thing for you in your life at this moment? And start writing what you have in your life. So you're doing two things. First is what is important to you. Second thing is what you have in your life at this moment. So we're doing two things here. First is reconnecting with our life's purpose or our passion or our joys. And then also noticing that how much you have achieved so far. You know, when we start noticing what we have, that actually is quite amazing experience for a lot of clients. They start noticing that, oh, I have already achieved a lot of these. And then from there, we work with what is not really working at this moment. And it with these just two things, and then the third. So third thing becomes clear. So first we notice that what is most important thing for us. Second, we notice that what do we have in our life, and sending gratitude towards that will open up doors to what you need to let go. So let it happen naturally. And I still write. I do not use a laptop for these things. I still need to write down. But if you're not writer, you know, pen and paper, that's fine. You can use a laptop, that's fine too. Or you can even do voice memo, doesn't matter. But going back to and contemplating that, you know, what you want in life, you know, what are your dreams and hopes, and then what you have in your life, and then from there, what you don't need in your life. So letting go of that. These are seemingly simple practices are quite profound, and that they will help you to move towards healing your mind and your body. And also, wisdom of Ayurveda and yoga helps us to move towards our optimal health. Now, our optimal health is unique to ourselves. So just be mindful that, you know, Your optimal health is going to be unique to yourself, where you feel energized, where you feel at peace, and where you feel the joyousness in your system, where you feel at home. That's the place Ayurveda and yoga considers the optimal health. So I hope that this broadcast has helped you to look into that. I'm also planning to have my Patreon page soon. So stay tuned for that. I'm very excited. I will be offering it on that Patreon page. It will be just one tier, you know, and I will talk about it more at that time. But I'm offering 4 asana classes or yoga classes, then 2 meditations, and also Ayurveda tips and recipes. And also I'll be offering meditation integration, daily planner. So, and maybe even more, you know, who knows what will come up. But I will be offering a lot in those $24, $50 Aussie dollars. So stay tuned, and I am really looking forward to moving towards optimal health. So I hope this podcast helped you to tune into what is important for you and how to move towards healing mind and body in your life. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate that you're taking this time out of your day. Don't forget to subscribe. Take care. Bye for now.